भगवद्गीता 4.35 यज्ञात्वा न पुनर्मोहम् एवं यास्यसि पांडव येन भूतान्यशेषानि द्रक्ष्यस्यात्मन्यथो मयि. Krishna in this fourth chapter is describing knowledge, how the karma yogi, by acquiring knowledge through the practice of karma yoga, can attain liberation. So in the previous verses, this is section from 4.34 to 42, and the previous verse stated that one should go to a spiritual master to acquire knowledge. And now this verse states yajñātvā. When one acquires knowledge from the spiritual master, then na punar moham. After that, there is no more moha, no more illusion. Evam yasyasi pandava. Evam. In this way, yasyasi. Pandava. You will not again fall into illusion, O Arjuna. Yena bhutanya sheshani. Yena bhutani. By this knowledge, bhutani, living beings, asheshani. Actually, this asheshena, in some renditions of the Gita it comes. Either way it is, all living beings, constantly or without exception, whichever way it is, drakshasya atmanyatho mai, you will be able to see drakshasi, all living beings. How will you be able to see them? Atmanyatho mai. Atmani. In the spiritual conception and in me. So, this is the first verse in the Gita where Krishna talks about the specific relationship between him and all living beings. Of course, in 4.6 he has mentioned that Ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropisan, bhutanam ishvaropisan, that he is the Ishvara, the Lord of all living beings. But still, that was a generic reference. Yes, there can be a king, and the king is the Lord of all citizens. The policeman can say that all the citizens here are under me, a police inspector may say. So what exactly is the nature of the relationship? Just the controller does not convey the relationship. That is one dimension of the relationship, Lord or Master. But Atmanya Athomai, they are mine. This notion, the conception of the relationship between the Lord and the living entity, this will be further developed in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, where Mamayvamsho Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhuta Sanatanaha. In 15.7 it will be explicitly stated that all living beings are my Amsha Sanatana, they are eternally my parts. So here Krishna is continuing the description of how Arjuna is Arjuna will see all living beings once he acquires knowledge. Drakshasya atmanyatho mai, you will see all living beings as souls, atmani, in me and mine. So atma, if it refers atmanya, it can refer to the soul, it can also refer to the Supreme Lord. Atman, if it refers to the soul, then you will see all living beings as spiritual and in me. This is a very significant word, in me. Atmanya atho mai. I means belonging to me. So that actually the purpose of spiritual knowledge is ultimately to see the interconnectedness of all of existence. Not interconnectedness in the sense of oneness of everything as a absolute non-differentiated spiritual truth, which is what many people think of Brahman to be. But to see various living beings as the parts of the Supreme Truth, as his energies, as will be indicated in the 7th chapter, verses 4 and 5. But here the Krishna makes the point that the result of knowledge, you will see that by result of knowledge is that you will see all living beings in their relationship with me. That means, now what does the point of their relationship with me mean? Atmani, that they are souls, that Krishna has already mentioned in 2.12 when he said that all natvevaham jatu nasam natvam neme janadhipaha chaivana bhavishyamaha sarve vayamatah param. When he said, I, me and all these kings, they are all going to live forever. So, that they are souls, Krishna has mentioned earlier, but specifically for you to see them as souls, and further for you to see them in their relationship with me, that will require you to acquire knowledge. Now, when we understand or see all living beings in relationship with Krishna, then we also understand that Krishna, because all living beings belong to him, so he is the well-wisher of all living beings. In fact, he is the supreme well-wisher. As Krishna himself will state in the Bhagavad Gita later in 5.29, Surudam Sarva Bhutanam. So, similar word, Bhutanya Sheshani Sarva Bhutanam. So, here Bhutanya Sheshani Mai, it is. There it is, Surudam Sarva Bhutanam. And the well-wisher of all living beings. For Arjuna, that implies that what Krishna ordains is for the best of all living beings. So, if Krishna is asking that Arjuna to fight the war and to fight against his relatives, Arjuna should know that there is no malice, there is no petty selfishness in Krishna's instruction. Because all living beings belong to Krishna and Krishna is their greatest well-wisher. And so whatever he wants for them, that is actually the supremely the best thing for them. This vision is the vision that Krishna further states in this verse, Napunar Moham will protect you from illusion. So here, Krishna is talking about a very advanced stage. By receiving knowledge from the spiritual master, we can attain a stage of illumination that is beyond illusion. Now we all hear classes, read scripture, and by that we acquire knowledge. But often the knowledge that we acquire, it doesn't stay very strongly in our heart. We understand, sense gratification leads to misery. But when the temptation for sense gratification comes, again we fall for that temptation. So if we are to not fall for the temptation, then we need to become purified. So Krishna is here not just talking about an intellectual illumination, but a transformational illusion that takes us beyond the capacity of illusion to reach. So, Krishna will talk about this in something similarly in the those who attain his abode will never come back to this world. And in this way, he stresses the point that we all can attain liberation. We all can come to a stage, as Krishna will say, Gatvana nivartante taddhama paramam mama. Once you attain my abode, you will never come back here. So similarly, Krishna is saying, not just in terms of a transportation to a particular destination, but also here is talking in terms of elevation to a particular illumination, elevation to a particular level of enlightenment by which one will not fall back to this world, one will not fall back to illusion. So, by serving the spiritual master, we get knowledge. By the mercy of the spiritual master, we get knowledge. So, what is that knowledge? Krishna is telling in two parts over here. Yajnyatva, once you get this knowledge, Napunar Moham, you will not fall into illusion. Evam Yasisi, as you are right now, as you are thinking, it's fragmented vision, thinking of I and me, I as the body and they as their body, they're separating yourself from yourself. you are separating yourself, that means your current conception of the self based on which you will act, with your actual self. So that is what is an unfortunate result of illusion, and Krishna is telling that you will not fall into such illusion again, and rather you will move towards illumination, towards enlightenment. And what is that enlightenment? You will see all living beings in me and as mine, and by that you will become, you will act for me, and you will act as I act for the, as I desire for the well-being of all living beings, the ultimate well-being of all living beings. Thank you.